Well, good morning, everyone. I trust everyone's had a good night rest and a little bit of food in their belly for the day. This morning we're gonna have a little time for the young ones Sunday school, and for most of the time perhaps, and maybe open God's word for a few minutes as well. I'm gonna try and do my best to keep things to a very simple level for the sake of the young ones. So I might ask for some help, but if I say anything that's too complicated or too big of a word, feel free to stick up your hands, and this includes the older ones too. I'd say, what does that mean? Alright? Well, we'll maybe open things up, and if anyone has a hymn from the children's hymn book that we have, number 6, okay. Any favorites, by all means, the young ones, please feel free to shout them out. And I'll probably Lucy's favorite. Okay, very good. And I'll probably need some help with starting some of these too.
Jesus Christ has been open, amen. Oh, C2RSTU, we believe God's word is true. UVWS comes to XYZ, the Holy Church.
Very nice. Do we have any other favorites from any of the younger ones? Or older ones? I think I did a count, and we might have maybe 6 little ones. Alright. Oh, do I see a hand? A fishy song? Okay. How do we make the fish this swim? Okay. Does anyone know? Oh, by memory. Okay, all right. You'll have to pardon me. I'm not as familiar yet with these hymns. Maybe someone can help with starting that too. I want to see.
Who did make the fish that swims? Fish that swims, fish that swims. Who did make the fish that swims? God in heaven above. Who did make the fire that blooms? Fire that blooms, fire that blooms. Who did make the fire that blew? God in heaven above. Who did make the birds that fly? Birds that fly, birds that fly. Who did make the birds that fly? God in heaven above. Who did make both you and I? You and I, you and I. Who did make both you and I? God in heaven above. Who did send his son to die? Son to die, son to die. Who did send his son to die? God in heaven above. Who did make the fish that swim? Water that blows, bird that fly. Who did make both you and I? God in heaven above.
It's been a while since I've sung that one when I was a wee lad. That's a nice one. Very good. Okay. Anyone else that has a favorite? I love to sing, so we can sing lots of songs this morning. Yes, Mr. Corcoran, by all means. Number 77. Okay.
Sorry. You know why he likes this song?
Nope.
Because he heard that the gospel sent years ago with the little guy.
He heard that.
Never forgotten him.
Okay. Heard that the gospel sent. That's wonderful. All right, number 77.
The danger that I am not too small to know great joy of Calvary from sin to save us all. For when a sinner trusts him to save him from his sin, the Savior comes with peace and joy to swell his heart with sin. Salvation, salvation, James, that not by any goodness can we salvation win. If I could have but one regard this would do, God loves the world and gave his son to die for me and you. Salvation, salvation, the gift of God is free. For Jesus died for sinners, even you and me. Salvation is forever, the word of God is plain. A sheep found by the shepherd cannot be lost again. For they shall never perish, unplucked from his hand. Though they are only happy when they follow his command. Salvation, salvation, the gift of God is free. For Jesus died for sinners, even you and me.
Another wonderful hymn. Very, very important message in that hymn. Know that Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins. How important it is to come and to know that for each one, young and old alike. All right, does anyone else have a favorite? I see, some in the back. Okay. 71, okay, we don't have to turn very far at all. Number 71. I like counting too, so this is a good one for all of us, myself included.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, God has made a way to heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, through the blood of his dear son. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I may enter heaven's gate. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, by his grace and so may you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I may make the Savior mine. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, he has said, come unto me. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jesus died for sinful men. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
Wiseman, the Wiseman song. 86. Okay, thank you. 86.
Build his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the flood came up. The rain came down and the flood came up. The rain came down and the flood came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the flood came up. The rain came down and the flood came up. The rain came down and the flood came up, and the house on the sand fell flat. So if you build on righteous rock, so if you build on Christ, who is the rock. So if you build on Christ, who is the rock. You'll be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes. You'll be safe when the judgment comes. You'll be safe when the judgment comes. If you build on Christ, the rock.
Have to pardon me, I'm not a very good leader for that hymn. I see different actions from different ones. I'm not a very good example, but wonderful message too. I remember so much. It's important these hymns, these songs for the little ones to be able to sing them over and over again as a young one, and then they stick with you for for all your life. As you grow up, if the Lord leads us here. The words of this hymn kind of bring back to memory something that happened not too long ago where here where we live in Western Canada in Calgary. Perhaps most of you heard this in the news, that there was a lot of rain that came down in a fairly short time period. And can anyone tell me what happens when you get a lot of rain? A lot of rain, not just a little bit, quite a few days and heavy downpours just consistently straight. The water level comes up and you get flooding, don't you? Yeah. Perhaps some of you have experienced that too as well. It's pretty devastating for at least one community near where we live. The whole town, somewhere in the area of maybe 17 or 18,000 people, had to be evacuated. Some of them by boats and some of them by helicopter, but thankfully the word went out before it was too late and everyone was safely evacuated, but it was pretty devastating. Many, many homes were destroyed and families were not able to return to them. Everything that was in those homes was lost. And it was very, very devastating. The Lord, as we probably all remember from reading God's Word, there was a time when God sent even more rain that covered the whole earth. The time of Noah, the flood. God sent judgment, and but there was a way of escape that was provided, wasn't there? God told Noah to build an ark, and that door of that ark was left open in advance of those rains coming, and all had an opportunity to come in. But there was only a few, Noah and his family. I believe there was 8 people in total that entered that ark and were saved from that flood. The rest were all died in that flood. They perished. God sent that judgment from all the evil that was happening at that time. Very important to listen to the Word of God and to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus and what He has done for us and going to that cross in Calvary where He died for our sins. Very important. Well, I would like to take a few moments, if we could, and open God's Word to just read. I'm not going to speak for very long. I realize that, like myself, the attention of the young ones is pretty short, and I don't want to keep this too long at all. So we'll just read one verse from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 14. Don't want to take this verse out of context, but I hope, I trust that it'll be appropriate for what I'd like to just speak on for a couple minutes. Isaiah chapter 14 and also the 14th verse. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Well, perhaps some of you know what I do for a living. For those who don't, I fly an airplane for the company that I work for. I take people to various places in Western Canada. And Jaden, our little one, has a toy that he likes to play with that maybe I will pass around to some of the young ones. He can play with for a few moments. It'll give you a little bit of an idea of it's not the same kind of airplane, but that's okay. It's, for the young ones, they're all the same. Maybe start with Lucy, and maybe with the help of the older ones, it can be passed around the room. It's not too fancy, but just a little toy that I borrowed from Jaden. Hopefully he doesn't know this. And, this verse in Isaiah, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, I will be like the Most High. Perhaps some of you have had a chance to fly in an airplane or to ride in an airplane. And if it's been on a day where there are some clouds, you'll probably remember that you climb up through those clouds and sometimes can get above the clouds and see all those clouds below you. Not only from here on Earth, we see the clouds above us, don't we? But it's nice to sometimes climb up above and to see the nice blue sky above. And then, of course, when it comes time to descend for landing, we have to descend back down through those clouds. And thought that I just had that I wanted to maybe ask. I don't know if there would be anyone, maybe older young ones that could answer this, but if you have ever been in an airplane and climb up as high as it'll go and fly as far as it'll go, does anyone have an idea of how high that is? It's pretty high. We're not talking just above the treetops or we're talking usually thousands of feet. Some countries they measure by meters. Often most of the planes that fly commercially are up in the 40,000 range. It's pretty high. That's quite a few miles up. The question I wanted to ask is, do you think if we got that airplane to go as high as it could, if we all even got in one airplane, do you think we could climb all the way up to heaven? Do you think that would reach heaven? Is there anyone, any little ones that have an idea of how high that would be? Maybe I'll change the question. What if we jumped in, this would be fun, what if we all jumped in a space shuttle? We climbed out of the Earth's atmosphere. I know that's a big word. I don't see any hands going up yet, though. Climb up above, way above the clouds, yeah, into what we call space. The shuttle goes into space where there's no gravity. But I think all of us here know that that's still an infinite distance. Long ways away, a distance without measure, away from heaven. So we know that we can't get to heaven on our own. Not even if we have the most powerful airplane or shuttle in the world, we can't climb all the way up to heaven, can we? What is the only way that we can get to heaven? Well, we know from God's word that we're all sinners. We all have our hearts stained with sin. Sometimes maybe we can sing this, might need some help later, but there's a children's hymn that says our hearts are black with sin. Until the Savior came in. The only way that the Savior can come in is for us to acknowledge that we do have the heart full of sin and to ask the Lord to come in and wash our sins away. How can that happen? Well, it's because the Lord Jesus died on the cross for us. He loved us so much that He went. God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to go to the cross of Calvary. And there the Lord Jesus was nailed to a cross, both of His hands, both of His feet. Very, very painful way to die, they say. Not just from the hands, from the nails in the hands and feet, but from what happens in that whole form of crucifixion. The person ultimately suffocates. In the Lord Jesus' case, though, we read that He gave up His life. He did. And then, a while later, a soldier came along with a spear. Can anybody tell me what that soldier did with that spear? Did he stand there and protect the body of Jesus, keep others away? No. He took that spear and thrust it into one of the sides of our blessed Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And out came blood and water. And that blood is the blood that gives us the power for our sins to be washed from us. Precious blood of Jesus, we often refer to. Blood we often, if we cut our hands or our knees or our arms, not overly fun to have to experience that, is it? But this is precious blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. Well, perhaps maybe with someone's help we could sing that song. Maybe it's just, I don't know if it's in our hymn book, but I know that there are some that know it. I know if Dad, perhaps at least you might be able to help us there. That one, the hearts are 62. Let's see if that's the one. Thank you, Nathan. Yes, yeah, number 62. Thank you.
My heart was stained with sin until the Savior came. His precious blood I know has washed me white as snow, and in God's word I'm told I'll walk the streets of gold. Oh, wonderful, wonderful day, He washed my sins away.
Okay. Well, I think we have some time before we need to close to sing some more songs. Anybody have a favorite, once again, that they'd like to sing, young and old? All right, Mr. Wilson, go ahead.
15.
Number 15, 1-5.
But Gideon and the Lord with him, and so he has the most. Gideon has the Lord, Gideon has the Lord. He won the fight with the Midianites, for Gideon has the Lord. Now if you be a soldier through and win the glory for, be brave and kind in all you do, and fully trust the Lord. Gideon has the Lord, Gideon has the Lord. He won the fight with the Midianites, for Gideon has the Lord.
Okay, any other favorites? They don't have to be in the hymn book if there are any. Sorry? You have one? Did you have a favorite? Little Eyes, number 91. Okay. Thank you, Lucy. Number 91.
You look to God, to His word, to hear His word, to disobedience, to walk His way, to make your life for me in all my days. One little promise to speak is true, one little heart for Him now in my youth. Take them for Jesus and let them be always obedient and true to me.
Our little guy, Jaden, right now likes to point out where Mommy and Daddy's eyes and ears are and nose and lips and hands and feet. Just discovering all that. It's precious, isn't it, for all of us to come to understand the importance of looking, hearing, walking in God's ways, hearing the voice of Jesus, being obedient. We had some in the gospel last night. We had some, I'm going to have to use a big word here again, word associations that our brother spoke on. Trust and obey is one that comes to mind for me as well. It's very important for us to trust and then obey. Trust that the Lord Jesus loves us and died for us and asked Him to come into our hearts and then to walk a life that's pleasing to the Lord Jesus. Okay, anyone else? A favorite?
80.
Okay. 88, okay. And then I think we have maybe a couple others listening after this. Number 88.
He had to be tied to a tree. When Jesus was thinking about him, he said, go and bring him to me. And when they had brought him to Jesus, as quickly as ever they could, the breathless that one little donkey was quiet, obedient, and good. When Jesus was riding upon him, he went just the way that he should. Our quiet, submissive, we don't see, made so by the blessed Son of
Okay, I think I saw at least two more hands. I think we have maybe just enough time for that. So, do you have one? Only a boy named David. Okay. I think that might be a personal favor right now of a certain little someone.
Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook. Only a boy named David, his father told me good. And mother told when he was playing and the swing went round and round. And mother told when he was playing and the swing went round and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. One little girl went and broke through the air and the giant came tumbling down.
All right. I'm afraid I'm not very good with the ashes on that one either, but usually that's the favorite of some. Jaden. Okay. I think Mrs. McIsaac, did you have one? 101. Okay. Okay, this is definitely an action song too. 101. Wide is the ocean.
Wide is the ocean. High is the heavens above. Deep, deep as the deepest sea is my Savior's love. I am so unworthy. Still I must have a good care. His word teaches me, and his heart reaches me everywhere.
Very good. Well, our time is just about up, so perhaps we could close with a word of prayer and thank our Lord for the time that we've had to spend together. Our loving God and our Father, we do indeed thank Thee for this little time that we can have, especially for the little ones to sing these hymns that are so very important for us to learn, to hear over and over again. We just pray for the little hearts here, that each one would come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, that they would each individually recognize that we are all born with sin in our hearts because of the sin that entered in the time of Adam and Eve. This world is so full of sin, and each one, everyone in this room, was born in the same way. And we trust that each one will come to know the Lord Jesus, to understand that our hearts are full of sin, and that they need the Lord Jesus to accept what He has done for us on the cross of Calvary, to come and to forgive us our sins, that we may all enter into heaven. Lord, help us all to understand that we cannot enter into Thy presence through any effort or any merit, any good behavior, any good deeds of our own. And it is solely from coming and accepting what Thou hast done for us, asking the Lord Jesus to come into our hearts, and having our sins washed away from us and sins forgiven. Well, Lord, we thank You for this time that we've had. We do commit the remainder of the day to Thy care. We ask for Thy help and Thy blessing on each one. We thank Thee again for this little time that we can have to open Thy Word. We ask this all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.